This is Ryan.
Hello, I'm Tony.
And we are calling Carly in Virginia,
ooh,
one of the great places in the world.
Okay, mate.
Home of James Madison University in Virginia Tech, some of the great party schools.
Right.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Carly, it's Tony and Ryan.
Holy fuck.
Holy fuck.
Hi.
Carly, how surprised could you be you booked this in?
Will you approve this podcast, Carly?
Oh my God, fuck yes. I approve this podcast.
Yay!
Hey, it's Carly from Virginia in the United States, and I approve this podcast.
Welcome to the video show.
Welcome to the video show. Oh my God, it's Friday already. God, doesn't time fly when you're having fun with your best friend? Almost got it.
I've just sent you a photo of a tarpa from their Instagram. Don't say their name.
But I can look at it.
Yeah. This lady recently.
She is a lot prettier than me. That is
sad. She's gorgeous,
for me.
Isn't she?
Yep.
Her and her boyfriend just celebrated.
Boyfriend, fuck. Yep.
Their,
I thought I was in with a chance.
They just celebrated their 2-year anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
But she said, I need to share something with you.
Oh.
Can you please not use my real name or even a version close to my real name? Because whilst Tony and Ryan podcast used to be my safe place, I've now recommended it to so many friends and family. I don't want to out myself for something I did.
Oh, see, that's the problem with sharing the love on something that you like, isn't it?
Gatekeep, guys.
So what could we call this person?
Well,
Hannah.
Hannah. Great name. Hannah from
Banner.
From Banner.
Hannah from Montana.
Oh, I thought you were going to say from Banff. From
Banff.
Hannah from Banff.
Hannah from Montana.
From Scandinavia, though.
Oh.
Because they're at like a... Scandinavia must have like some really nice little lakes and they have
definitely.
Like saunas by the river. You know, you jump in the cold water and then you jump into the sauna.
Yeah.
And so...
I love doing that hot, cold thing. Is that for you?
Yeah,
but I'm into it.
When I was, and this sounds like a wanky thing to say, when I was a lot lighter and was an athlete, it wasn't like a thing that you got to do. It was more of a thing that you had to do.
Yeah.
And the cold was pretty cold. It's good for you, but like, yeah.
I've recently started, so this is off topic, I've started doing like mainly cold showers. Mm. So I enjoy showering cold, but now I'm trying to like not use any warm because, you know, it's like supposed to be really good for your skin and good to wake you up and stuff.
And
apparently it's way better for my psoriasis.
Better, yeah.
So I'm trying to do that. It's a bit tough.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
especially at the moment.
Easier.
It's a bit easier, yeah.
Well, that's coming up soon. We'll talk about Hannah from Montana. But first... Can we talk about delivery windows?
Fucking let it rip, sweetheart.
Tell me if I'm wrong. Being able to purchase stuff online and not needing to go to the store is one of the greatest changes in society over the last 100 years. That's the biggest improvement in our lives, right or wrong?
It is fantastic. You are correct.
But what is the one downside?
The fucking delivery.
The fucking delivery. Now...
I just feel like now is a good time to... asterisk, I guess, just put a little flag here. We have gone on the record before about talking about Australia Post, how they go, oh, you weren't home, or they take it to the post office, but they didn't ring the bell. And during COVID, everyone's
home,
fucking home.
Yeah.
And now everyone still works from home because fuck going into the office.
Oh, we came home, you weren't there, so you have to go and pick it up from someplace 15 hours
ago. Actually, legally, I am home. You have to be home at the moment.
I am home. I actually paid an extra fee for you to bring it here. If I wanted it delivered to some other place, I would have fucking ticked that box.
Do you know, I would have just gone to the fucking shop and picked it up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wouldn't fuck around with waiting for you, mate. Anyway, so I just want to say we aren't talking about Australia Post. We are talking about like
delivery company.
Delivery, like couriers for like furniture or like a very specific, like when you pay, you know, $20 for fucking same day delivery on something, though, that's what we mean.
So we've ordered a couch for the new house.
Yeah, how exciting. So you're moving into Beyonce's Airbnb.
Yeah, so, and can I just say, moving into a house before you have furniture is weird because it's empty. We're like sitting on the floor, mattress on the floor. It's a bit fucking weird.
And is it also like, kind of takes the shine off it. You like want to be excited about it, but you're like, but right now we can't watch TV because we don't have one and we don't have any internet.
We don't have a couch. So how's the new house? Oh, it's great. I laid on the floorboards last night and watched movies on my phone.
You're like a student.
Yeah.
Are you about to start making furniture out of fucking milk crates?
Like, don't joke.
Sleeping on a pallet.
We have considered that. And so they said, oh, we can come on the like the 29th, 30th or the 1st, whatever.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, okay.
And you go, of this month, they go, no, in 2 months.
Yeah, in 2 months. And I go, okay, well, my wife finishes work at 2 o'clock every day, which is actually handy because like if you can come later in the day, any day is fine.
Yeah, from 2:30, if you could come then.
And they go, oh, no, no, what happens is you lock in a day with us now a month out and then the day before we'll text you and send you the 4-hour window. So the day before you get a text saying, oh, yeah, 7 to 11 or 2 to 6. And I'm like, well, if it's in the morning, that day won't work. But if it's in the afternoon, it will. And they're like, well, which day do you want? We'll text you the day before.
And locking something in a month out is like a bit of a meh. You know what I mean? Like, it's actually not really fair to expect that people can do that, especially for things like deliveries, because people have jobs.
Yeah. And so the other
Your wife can't work from home. Like, no. She doesn't have a job. So it's not as if she can go, oh, you know what? I'll just, like, bring my laptop home that day. It's not an option.
She works in a brewery. Maybe she could bring home a few barrels of lager and just sit down in the lounge room. G'day, guys.
She's fucking stamping on grapes in the backyard like I love Lucy.
Yeah, so I had to drop something off. I had to pick something up from a friend's house the other day.
What was it?
Some of the Frank Green water bottles.
Oh, yep.
Because Hayden, who took the photos, he had a few spare and we're running low.
Yeah, we are running low.
Because some have been stolen. We're trying to replace them. And so Hayden's away, but his roommate's there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, hey, I'm doing you a disservice because I have to come over and pick this stuff up. I'm like, you tell me the time that suits you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to window you, dog.
Can imagine if you're like, I will be coming at 10 o'clock and he's like, oh, well.
I'm the one being annoying. So you tell me the exact time and I'll work around you to make this as easy for you as possible because this ain't your fault. You're just the roommate of a guy.
Oh, yeah. It's no one's fault.
And he goes, yeah, I'm doing nothing all day. So you just come whenever you want.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Well, do you say fuck? Because sometimes or whenever you want throws you because you need a time sometimes.
No, because I like to be able to say whenever you want and then I can go, great, looking at my calendar here, I'll come at 12.
Yep.
And they go, great.
Okay, I was the same. I was like, okay, great. We'll lock something in. And he goes, yep, doing nothing all day. Just working till 2. This is on a Saturday, by the way. Just working till 2. So I should be home by 5. So literally anytime you want to come around, I'll be there. Question from Tony. You got your hand raised.
That's not free all day.
That was my first response as well.
Oh, yeah. Come around whenever I'm free after 2. That would have been okay.
Yeah, it would have been. And it would have been fine as well.
Yeah. Oh, actually, bro, I'm chill as. I'm working till 2, but after that, fucking come on down.
So I've done that. Like, I'm on the phone to him.
And you're like, bro.
I'm like, there's conflicting messages here. Yeah. And there's a bit of an accent.
And you don't really get stressed.
I wasn't stressed. I was just like, you've just told me the 2, I'm free whenever, here are my exact movements when I went, and I was just like, just trying to take in like.
Yeah. And you're kind of like, all right, how do I discern what you mean and when I need to come? Like, yeah.
What? Okay. And so he goes, I'm finished. I'm not doing nothing all day. I'll be at work till 2. Okay. So what he's saying is he'll be home from 2. And he goes, yeah. So anytime after 5 is fine.
Oh, that's the whole day.
What's happening from 2 till 5? How far away is work?
Oh, the fucking replacement buses. Oh, my God. They're a bloody
So, and I.
But hang, what are you. Does he work in Perth? He's flying home?
I actually don't know what he does. And I have assumed.
And it's a Saturday. Maybe he's getting on the bevs after work and he's
That's
like.
That's what I thought. Yeah. There's some, especially hospo, you have a knockoff beer and whatever.
Yeah. And you sit there for hours and you talk to your regulars, whatever. Yeah.
Anytime you want, any time of the day.
Anytime, all day. Yep, free as a bird. After 5, though.
So I go, great. How's 5:30?
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, that should be sweet. I'm not going out till dinner till later.
Okay, so the window of literally 24 hours is now a 2-hour window, and you've got to get there and get the fuck out because he's going to go out and get ready to go for dinner.
So I rock up and. He's sitting on the front lawn.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I mean, he's had nothing to do all day. He's chillin'. He's had a day off. What's he going to do with his day off? Sit inside. Get out there, see Australia. That's what I say.
Poland's high,
where the bloody hell are you? Fucking Tourism Australia campaign right there. You got all day, you're going to sit outside.
Okay, I didn't actually think of the Tourism Australia angle. I assumed it's because he knew I was coming. But now that you've said that, from his demeanour, yeah. I think you're closer to the mark.
Right, okay.
Because I've rocked up and gone, hey, mate, I'm Ryan. And he goes, g'day, mate, how you going?
Yeah, and you're like, yeah, cool.
Yeah, like, cool. And he's like, oh, you going to come in? Want a beer? And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll come in, but I'm all good for a beer at the moment. Yeah, I was driving around.
Yeah.
I don't
you were doing stuff doing and you're stuff. Like, this is just one of my many errands for the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, then,
and probably the last one because it was 7 p.m.
Yeah. And so we're kind of shooting the breeze and whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, just friendly. Oh, great day to be sitting outside, Tourism Australia.
Yeah, and he goes, yeah, well, I had the day off. I only had to work till 2.
Yeah, what'd you do between 2 to 5? All the questions, you know, blah, blah. And as the chat went on and I started kind of going, so where's the...
Need to get these bottles.
It became apparent to me that to him, I wasn't the guy he spoke to on the phone yesterday who was coming around at 5:30 because I parked like down the road and like walked up. I was just like a nice guy. So he's sitting out there and I've just walked up and gone, g'day, mate. And he's gone, hey, bro, what's going on? Do you want to come in for a beer? Just a friendly guy. And I'm like, oh, I spoke to you on the phone yesterday. I'm here to pick up. And he goes, oh, yeah. Oh, that's you. And I'm in his kitchen. I was like, how did I get this far and you didn't realise that yet?
You could have killed him. You could have rolled him for all his shit. And he's making good money from the Tourism Australia campaign.
He's on the books. Yeah, he's doing real well. So I eventually got the stuff and left.
What?
And just went, well, actually it wasn't that easy because then I said I'm here for the bottles and our Frank Green bottles.
Yeah.
And then he was like going through the pantry going, oh, I've got a bottle of this and you want that? And I was like, no, like,
no, I'm actually
any
after
bottles,
the ones
very
with my face on them.
Specific bottles. And then he did, kind of went,
that looks like you, dude.
Yeah. His girlfriend got home. She was a tarpa. She didn't have any fucking idea what was going on. So
are we sure this guy was only drinking beers?
I'm not here to confirm or deny. But his girlfriend gets home and goes,
who the fuck are you doing in my house?
And then looks at the drink bottle and then looks at me and then looks at the boyfriend who's like, this guy rocked up. Did you know anything about these bottles? And she's like, he's like, are they his? And she's like,
what?
So anyway. I tried to do the right thing about delivery windows.
Yeah, you made it as narrow as possible. Maybe that's why they don't make them narrow because they go wrong anyway.
They've had to drop off stuff to that bloke house before.
I once was sending a gift like interstate and it was like I bought like quite a nice bottle of scotch.
Ooh, nice.
For my brother.
Yeah.
And
little birthday treat, little celebration.
It was, yeah. And I rang my sister-in-law because I wanted it to be a surprise, but you can't make deliveries a surprise because you kind of like need them to be home.
Or when did you guys order something from so-and-so?
And
they're
you
like,
go,
no.
Nah?
Yeah.
And so it's really awkward and either that or you have to put their phone number on the thing so that like if they can't get in, they can call them or whatever. Yeah. So I was like, look, I don't want to ruin the surprise for my brother, but I'll call my sister-in-law and I'm like, hey, Chels, like, are you going to be home this day? Because I want to organise this delivery to come. And it was like I could pay the $20 for same day delivery and it was going to be like a courier, not like Australia Post.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, yeah. And I was like, I said that I'll pay a bit more so that the window is smaller.
Yeah.
So like it's like if you pay $5, the window is 4 hours. But if you pay $20, it's an hour.
And is it fair to say of all the things you don't want to like leave out the front?
Well, a Dan Murphy's fucking box.
Any kind of alcohol.
Yeah.
First, but saying well, like an expensive bottle, that'll be gone.
Yeah. And I was like, I can't afford to buy another one. Mm. So, you know.
You get one chance.
You get one shot kind of thing, one opportunity to seize everything you've ever wanted to capture or just let it slip.
Mum's spaghetti.
Yeah, exactly right. And so my arms are heavy, knees weak. I'm not kidding. So I'm on the phone and I'm like, literally, girlfriend, you need to be home between 1 and 2 p.m.
Yeah, if she goes, home, I will lose myself to the music.
She goes,
I'm sorry. You won't let it go.
Do not miss your chance to blow.
Sorry.
And I'm like, you know, this opportunity comes once in a lifetime. And I'm like, all right, no, so in all seriousness, like, I'm like, the Dan Murphys, it's 8 miles down the road. No. No, okay. So I'm on the phone. I'm like, girlfriend, 1 till 2 p.m., you've just got to be home. And she goes, yep, fucking no fucking worries. It was a Saturday. She's like, yep, no worries, can do. I'm like, 1 till 2. Like, you have to be home.
1 till 2.
They're going to drop this thing off. And she goes, yeah, all good. And then fucking 2 hours later, it's fucking 1 o'clock Perth time. And I get a call from this guy and he's like, hey, I'm here to drop the thing off. I'm like, oh my God, if you just ring the doorbell, my sister will come out because she's home. And he goes, yeah, I just rang the bell. No one's here. And I was like, can I call you back in a second? And he was like, oh, I can't just wait here. And I was like, no, literally, I'll be 30. Just 1 second. I just need to call my sister. She should be there.
How high pitched was your voice when you asked that question?
It's getting higher and higher.
Can I just a quick second?
Because I wanted to call her and fucking blast her. Because I'm like, girl, like, I literally, there was 1 hour that you had to be home. Anyway, and I call her and I was like, hey, Chell, like, where are you? Like, the guy's there. And she's like, I'm just at the shops.
What the fuck?
And I was like, I was like, oh, well, the guy's there. She's like, oh, yeah, 1 till 2. Yep. And I was like, yeah, the 1 hour you had to be home today. And the guy came at like, it was like 1:15.
Yeah.
So it's not as if she would have sat at home till 2 and gone, I've got to go do the shopping.
I gave him a chance.
He was on the early side of the window, which never happened.
Happens,
and then so because this guy goes, well, I can't drop it off. And I'm like, bro, I've paid you $20 to fucking be there. Like, you need to figure it out. But then it's her.
Did you 0 to 100?
But then it's her fault.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
this guy up. It's not his fault.
I've let this guy out because I'm like, well, it's an expensive bottle of thing. I want it to get there. It's a birthday present, whatever. And then I go, I've got to call this guy back and go, it's her fault.
Yeah.
And so I then call the guy back. I'm like, hi. Hey. It's Tony Lodge. Just got the delivery for you're still there. Yeah, she's not home. Yep, so you'll see a gator on the side if you don't mind just popping it up. Like, the lock's on this, and I'm just like, I was so fucking embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed for you.
But because when do delivery windows like go right? So
never.
She is thinking, my sister-in-law, she's like, They're never on time.
They're always
I'll be able
late.
To go to Coles and I'll be back in time. Like, he's going to not come till fucking 4 p.m. But then I realised as well, like, on the delivery notes, I'd written this thing and it was like, hey, please ring the bell. Someone will be home. You know how you can do, like,
walk
the delivery.
Walk down the path, turn left, push the button.
Like, I've given all of these instructions.
Chelsea will be there.
She will be home.
She is expecting this bottle. It's a surprise.
Like, here's her Medicare number. Like, I'm trying to give as much fucking information as possible. But then she wasn't home, so I look like an asshole because it was my fault. It was her fault also. But then the other day, and I realise that this is something that I do, but just the other day, you said to me that when I try and be kind to customer service people, I come across as an asshole.
Well, you...
It's fake.
It is fake because you're trying from a good place.
I'm trying to be so nice,
but you're just trying too hard that it comes across as, like, I wouldn't say aggressive,
but a bit condescending. So,
hey, how's your day? So good. And I'm like,
that is what I sound like. All right, here's me going through the drive-thru. And they go, hey, welcome to McDonald's. Please place your order. I go, hi, how are you going? And then I stop for them to respond.
Just tell them what you want to eat.
Is that a dog thing to do?
Yes.
See, or should I just go, hey, how are you going? Can I please get the thing? Should I not pause? Is it the pause? Is the pause the problem?
Yeah, because then what are they going to do? Go, good, fucking. And then I have to ask again. I've already asked you what you wanted once. Because they go, welcome to McDonald's. How can we help you?
And then I go, oh, yeah, how you going? Oh, but they've just said what do I want. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So because I sometimes when I'm with you.
Yep.
I think I'm being rude because the juxtaposition between it, because I think I'm doing them a favor. Like, they're at work. They don't need to fucking hear about my problems. They got their own problems.
Yeah.
We all got our own problems. So I just go, hey, man, how you doing? Just a soy cap. You know what I mean?
And that's not what I do.
And even the calmness, and they just go, yep, there's just one, because they're always on the lookout for the next Karen.
Yeah, they are. Okay.
I feel like my job is to go, hey,
okay,
you might get some shit customers today, but don't worry. I'm not one of them. You can take a deep breath because you got a few more.
Because you're chill. They go, oh, that guy just wants a soy cap. Easy ass.
Yeah, fucking
he didn't fucking ask me about
here's
my
your coffee on the way. Cool, calm, collected. I can go on with my day.
Oh, my God.
And then
so,
Tony
okay,
rolls
what
in.
About this? What about this? Hey, how you going? Can
bring
I please
grab... eyebrows down.
Okay. bring those eyebrows
okay,
down.
Just like take a deep breath and let all the feeling fall out of your face. Now look at me. Don't let your eyebrows raise above where they are now.
Hey, how you going? Can I please
you're still
grab
going,
a-
your voice is going up. Your voice is making up for the lowered eyebrows.
Hey, how are you? Yeah, no, now I'm just shutting my eyes. That's not helping anyone.
No.
Hey,
yeah,
hey.
She's blind and wearing glasses.
Yeah, what's going on? Hey, how you going?
Bring it down.
That's just how I talk. Hey, how are you? Could I grab a large double quarter pounder meal, please?
How fucking hard is that?
Is that easy?
Yeah.
Okay, because I've just ordered something and I've done the $20 same day delivery.
Yep.
And I want to find out whether you think that these delivery instructions for this order are over the top.
As in,
see, you can see here the email that they've sent, which is my information.
First of all, it's in all capitals.
Oh, no, I think that's just their font.
Oh, I bet it is.
Their font. See, everything's in capitals.
Order received is in lowercase. Capitals, fucking right.
Okay, no, but that was just a typo, the capitals.
The exclamation mark, yeah, there's four
like,
of them.
Yeah, it's like kind, like, oh, just, thank you.
Bring it down.
Thank you.
No, that's not what that is. Okay, you read... Take the obviously the apartment number out.
Okay.
But you read it how you've said it.
Please buzz blah and we'll come down to retrieve the package. Thank you so much.
There's multiple exclamation.
Please buzz blah and we'll come down to retrieve the package. Thank you so much.
Flip it around.
Okay.
All right. If it's in all capitals, which it is.
I think that's just the font.
If there's exclamation marks, which there is three in the first sentence, this is how I read that. Buzz blah and we'll come down and get it. Thank you. No, thank you. No.
It says thank you so much.
Please buzz and we'll come down. Thank you so much.
That's nice. Or maybe because it's in capitals.
What did you get?
Please buzz and we'll come down and retrieve the baggage, please.
Retrieve the baggage. We'll come again. Don't you come to us. What was the order?
What?
What was it?
What was the...
What is it?
The order that I sent my brother?
No, this.
It's just.
You don't have to be specific. Just give me a category.
It's just a bag. Not of drugs. A handbag.
Because it's not like, what I was going to, if it was food, it would be spat in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what do you think?
If it was a flat pack, it wouldn't be put together. If it's a bag, I'd check that. You might be getting Chappelle Corby's.
Didn't order the bag of drugs, but there is one.
Yeah, joke's on you.
Don't go to the airport.
Hey, it's Carly from Virginia in the United States, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Shout out to our champion tarpers.
I'd love to.
Please.
Courtney Buxton, thank you so much.
Buxy.
Andrew Dennis.
Deno.
Denisana. Denisana. No, okay. Denison Dualis. Emma Dual. You know, like the Denison Dualis. Andrew Denison Dualis.
Are you Denison to yourself?
That's really funny. Oh, sorry. Am I doing the voice? Courtney Buxton, Andrew Dennis, Emma Derwent, Colin Clarkson, Michaela D'Elia, Nicole Jago, and Reese Marion Williams. Cheers.
I think.
So then I sound really apathetic, like I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I was going to say there.
I don't have a middle.
I think that sounded like, yeah, you don't give a
fuck. Like I was just trying to get through it.
And there was a tinge of like a little bit of suburban dad
in there. Oh, okay. All right, what about this? Courtney Buxton, cheers. Andrew Dennis, Emma Derwent, Colin Clarkson, Michaela D'Elia, Nicole Jago, and Reese Marion Williams. Cheers, guys. Thank you so much. Hope you're loving the Patreon. How was that?
That sounded great.
Was that good?
Genuine.
It was genuine.
Hope you're loving it.
Oh, my God. I'm an asshole.
You're an asshole.
I didn't know.
Don't put A's on the end of your word around
Sorry.
Me, young lady.
You fucking C my A, young man.
I'll put my C in your A.
Country Women's Association, more like
CWA.
Have you seen? Don't worry. I can't explain a joke. It'll be like when you did that cathedral thing. You know that thing from The Simpsons, the Tamako episode?
No.
And it's like Chuck's. No. Chuck's I can't remember, but it makes it sound like
it does.
It yeah. Sounds so good. Okay, don't worry. Chuck's seed and feed, but it's supposed to be like formerly Chuck's, and it's like supposed to just be like something fucking suck or something. Anyway, it's
if you heard that story, I'd be surprised because surely that's getting cut out.
Okay, Franco, do not cut that out. Leave it in.
Okay, so we've got a message from Hannah from Montana, who's actually from Scandinavia.
Sorry, it's actually Sneed's feed and seed, and then it says formerly Chuck's, so that would be like Chuck's fucking suck. Back to the date.
Whew. I like the 7-second version of that song much better than the 5-minute version.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was trying, okay? You've taken away my...
No, it's actually quite funny.
You've taken away my enthusiasm. You've got to give me something. If I'm not allowed to be enthusiastic anymore...
I'm saying you're allowed to be enthusiastic. I'm saying don't pretend to be enthusiastic. Let the enthusiasm drive you.
But I am enthusiastic. When I go to the drive-thru, I genuinely want to know how they are. I'm asking because I give a fuck, not because I'm just like... Yeah, how you going? I'll get the double quarter pounder and a fillet of fish.
So
I do love a fillet of fish. Controversial, but I love it. Do you like a fillet of fish? I like it. The steamed buns, so good. Anyway.
What's the sauce? Is it an aioli?
No, it's like tartare.
Yeah, it's a...
Well, that's like the fish sauce, isn't it? Like the fish dressing. You know what would be good, actually? Actually would be so good, a fillet of fish, but instead of tartare, you got Big Mac sauce on it. That'd be dope.
But you're not that I'm saying that wouldn't be dope because it would be, but you love Big Mac sauce and you'd have it on anything.
Yeah, I would. I'd fucking put it on my body. Lick it off.
We could arrange that for the right tier on Patreon.
$65,000 a month.
All right, Hannah from Montana, who's from Scandinavia.
Hannah from Montana from Scandinavia. How you going? And Hannah from Montana from Scandinavia, she's a TARPA. So she shared this directly with us or did you see this online?
No, she sent this directly.
Wow.
Because you know how you shared a couple of like, and there's been a few pooping stories. And yep. I feel like everyone's had an embarrassing moment in their life and it's a little bit less embarrassing if we can share and laugh together.
Totally.
Instead of being that one person who did that one awful thing one time.
It's like when you fall over in public, it's much easier if you can laugh along with friends than like be embarrassed by yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. So this came through as a DM actually.
Ooh.
And Hannah from Montana says, please don't use my real name. I've recommended this podcast to so many people and as you'll find out, I definitely don't want my dad to hear about it.
Oh my God. Okay. Fucking hell. Check the back door.
Don't say that because when you hear this story, that is very...
Sorry, a bit too soon. All right.
Me and my boyfriend had reached 2 years together.
Congratulations. And what a huge milestone. Yeah. 2 years I feel like is a really exciting amount.
Yep.
Because it's like, oh, we're doing this.
We're doing this.
Yeah.
And to celebrate, they went on a little vacation and Hannah from Montana's dad has a little fancy little Billy Ray Cyrus. Yep. He has this fancy little apartment down by the river in like this cool little town. Oh. I think he might like Airbnb it out.
Well, he would be. It's Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah, or it's like a weekender. And she said, hey, can I go there with my boyfriend for the weekend because it's our 2 year and like we can use the...
Liam Hemsworth.
Yep. So we're kind of having a bit of a sexy date night.
Oh,
there's champagne.
And so they're 2 year. So this is like, that's nice. You're doing something slutty. Yep.
The champagne's out. They're having some strawberries.
Oh.
There's a few wines. Everything's going to plan so far. And then he's making a dinner, like a really nice pasta. Because you know when you're having a wine and a pasta and there's candles lit and stuff like that.
And because I'm guessing that Hannah Montana from Scandinavia is probably quite cold. So like they're inside, they're rugged up, it's warm.
Actually, yes.
So it's cold outside, but inside they're like, must you know, the warm. Fire's going, they've got, you know.
And the reason I say it mustn't be that cold is because there's a few details coming up.
Oh, okay.
He reassured me that it wouldn't be too spicy.
The night or the food?
The food.
Okay, great.
Definitely not the night.
Oh.
Hannah from Montana says, and I quote, my tum-tum does not do spicy.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. We love that. At least you're self-aware.
10 minutes into dinner, it was quite spicy.
Oh.
And I felt, and again, direct quote, I felt a little fart trying to break out of the bum-bum prison.
And what did I say the other day? Never trust a fart.
So I tried to subtly lean to the side. You know, you got to like, you know.
But you pretend you're just like kind of shifting your weight in your chair or whatever. Yeah.
And shat myself at the dinner table.
It's not a great place to shit yourself. And the food's still on the table.
Because it was a special night, I wasn't wearing any pants. I was just wearing a thong at the dinner table.
So you got your sluttiest lingerie on.
Is lingerie at the dinner table? Like, that's a...
I mean...
It's a bold choice. Not bold makes it sound condescending.
Not bold, but like...
It's a choice. It's a choice.
But especially with spaghetti. You suck that up, you're going to get sauce everywhere. Maybe that was the point.
Not only did I shat myself...
Okay. So very skimpy underwear she's wearing. Yep.
Well, the underwear's not holding any of it in.
No.
And at my dad's fancy place, we're sitting on his new, like, designer chairs. You know, like a...
Well, because Billy Ray Cyrus, he's got the best.
Yeah, and so it's a beautiful dining table. And you know how a lot of, like, the nice ones, it's like a, it's a fabric. It's not just like a fold-out wooden thing. It's like, you know, it's a fabric. I yelled at my boyfriend and said, close your eyes!
You've got to try and do as much damage control immediately.
Close your eyes, and she just ran to the toilet.
But there would have been a bit left behind. Like, it's not as if she would
have... Because of the clothing choices. Yeah. Like I said, it wasn't...
You know, it's not as if she's gone, oh, I've run out now, like, continue eating, like, pretend nothing happened. Like, that... The evidence would remain at the scene of the crime. You know what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Shit herself.
After a few... If you know what I'm saying, put
killed
on the
him.
Chair. After a few minutes of pure shame...
A few minutes. That's not long, Hannah from Montana.
Well, she gets to the bathroom, pure shame. She cleans herself up, then she cleans outside, like the trail up, and then she cleans herself up again.
Trail?
Well, again, the underwear
trail of despair, of course, yep.
And then she cleaned that up and then herself again because obviously, you get dirty from the cleaning and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then she just looks at her partner. And I guess after 2 years, it's like not 6 weeks. So you kind of like.
It's not a first date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she said, can we just, for the rest of the night, pretend this didn't happen?
I like that. They were like, blip in the road. Let's not forget about it. Laugh about it tomorrow. But tonight.
It's our night.
Let's just forget that happened. Hey, not a lot of people can get past shitting yourself.
So.
Speaking from experience. And ours was very early in, so.
So we continued our date night. In brackets, I didn't eat any more of the pasta.
Good call. Hannah from Montana, yep.
And to get out of the house / scene of the crime, we went to like a fancy bar down the road.
Nice.
Like, let's change the scenery.
They go, let's go get a cocktail.
Yeah, let's go get a
cocktail.
Maybe
leave the door open, air it out a bit. Put Dad's fancy chair on the porch. Maybe, hopefully someone steals it.
Hey, Hannah.
This used to be an 8-seater. There's only 7. Raccoon came in and took her.
I'm pretty sure
it was crazy.
I'm actually just pretty sure it was a 7-seater when you bought it.
Yeah, I didn't remember seeing an 8th chair.
Have you been drinking?
Yeah,
Dad. How many fingers am I holding up?
Dad, is everything okay?
Seven?
Seven, yeah. That's how many chairs there were. I remember.
We went to a bar. Again, this is a direct quote. Had a blast. Went on the dance floor partying, and I got home and copped a well-deserved boning and passed the fuck out.
Oh, that's lovely, Hannah from Montana. That's lovely.
All in all, a solid 8 out of 10 evening.
8 out of 10, only 2 off of the poo.
Yeah.
It seems like that margin should be larger, don't you think? Maybe a 7 at the most is probably what I'd go. Because it would be like me being like, oh, my God, what a great flight, 8 out of 10. There was just a little crash.
Apart from the crash landing, great flight.
Yeah, or apart from the dead body that they had to transport back to Perth with me, I mean, it was fine.
I would have thought if everything else went swimmingly, which apparently it did.
It did, yeah.
4 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm still thinking that it's lower for the shit. Yeah. I think the shit needs to account for more stuff.
So I replied to Hannah from Montana and I was like, I don't know why this is my first response. I just was like, so what happened to the chair?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the designer chair. Did you say to Dad that it got stolen?
And this is why all the names have been changed, because this is the response.
Okay.
We did our best and Dad is still none the wiser.
Very good.
Because it's an Airbnb. He's not like there all the time.
Yep.
Or maybe not there much at all.
And maybe they just blamed it on the next person.
Yeah, those other people came in. Jeez, they must have had a party.
Oh,
those
my
guests.
God. Did they shit on that chair? That's himself. Disgusting.
Was the bloke who shat himself wearing a thong? Yeah. Just one clean line down the middle and shit everywhere else.
It looks like that person's tum-tum doesn't do too well
yeah,
with spice.
Yeah, they don't like spicy pasta. Someone's had it 2 years. Happy anniversary.
Oh, my God. That is just... You know, I admire the optimism of yeah. it only losing 2 points for the poo. Yeah. To be honest, like that is for a night to be able to make its way back in that way. I find that quite impressive.
I also respect the term copped a well-deserved boning. It wasn't yeah. like, and we got home and made love. It's like, no, I fucking just.
I deserved that.
I've had a shit night and I just need
oh,
you to fucking.
Don't say shit night.
I've had an awful night and I just need.
The chair had a shit night, let me tell you. The chair thought the worst thing was going to happen was that she was sitting on her yeah. like bare ass pretty
oh,
much.
Oh, bare ass. This is the worst thing that could possibly happen. Why is she leaning to the...
Do you reckon that that's how the towel felt that you shat on?
Well, we did an audio queen of you being the towel.
Yeah, that was quite good, actually. One of my better ones. That's amazing. Hannah from Montana, Billy Ray Cyrus, Liam Hemsworth, thank you for sending that
for
story in. That's
thank
great.
Is it also a cautionary tale about G-strings at the dinner table?
I think it has to be. Mm. Or maybe even just like having a big meal.
Whilst in lingerie?
Yeah, or just like on a date like that. So you know how I've talked about before how...
pasta is not like a huge rack of ribs.
Yeah, true. But like that if you're going out for a slutty dinner, you have sex beforehand.
Yeah.
Because when you get Save home, you then you don't have to worry about yeah. it. What? What?
Have you ever sat on a leather couch with no pants or maybe just a G-string like Hannah
yep.
from Montana?
Yeah, or like quite like shorts or something and you're like,
yep. And yeah, and you, yeah. and but is it strangely satisfying when you go to sit up and it's like.
It's like Velcro. It is good.
It's why is that strangely satisfying?
I don't know. My mum's car,
yeah.
The BMW.
You've been in there sans pants.
Well, I like wearing shorts because
yeah.
fucking Perth is so hot.
Yep.
So you jump in the car and the fucking seats would be burning, like yep. burning fucking red hot, and you would literally melt to the chair. And then as soon as you got out at home, you'd have to fucking peel your body off. And that
need a chisel.
It was awful. That hurts so much, but it is really satisfying.
Yeah.
It's like if you've been sitting on a cane chair.
Yeah.
You know when you sit on like a cane outdoor furniture setting
yeah.
and like your knees resting on it or you're wearing shorts yep. or something and you get up and like there's like the crisscrosses from the cane all over your legs?
We at mum's house, like when my house when I was little,
yeah.
In summer without a shirt, sitting
yeah.
back on the cane chair
yeah.
and then sitting up.
Yeah.
And then it's like
you
it's
peel
like I've been
off
whipped.
And then it's, yeah, yeah and then it's like cat and nine tails across your back. Yeah.
Speaking of Perth, I got a you love to see it.
Oh, you love to see it about Perth?
Yeah. There, Tony, you're from Perth?
I am from Perth.
I've spent a lot of time in Perth, years and years.
Years and years. It was like 4 years. Yeah.
That's a fair chunk of time.
It's less time than I've been in Melbourne.
People who listen to this podcast would say, would know Suburban Dad from Perth.
Totally.
Would you say, like to keep it simple, it is what it is, easygoing,
it's
God's
a really
country,
chill
laid
city.
Back city?
Yeah, it's urban sprawl, like it's quite
yeah,
large.
Yeah. yeah. So there's a new museum and the museum has said, hey, we don't know what to call the museum. Why don't we put it out to the public?
When will they learn?
And what is the obvious joke that's like the meme joke of when this happens?
Museum McMuseum face.
Because we all remember that boat.
Bodie McBoat face.
Bodie McBoat face.
And then what was the other thing that we, Schooly McSchool School?
Yeah.
Remember we told that story about how the school
was going to rename it.
Was renaming and they called it Schooly McSchool School.
It was named after someone who
yeah.
had an unsavoury past.
Yes.
So the people of Perth have got to decide.
Oh, now I'm embarrassed to say that I'm from Perth. You can say that you're from there again if you want.
I'm proud of them. Because they went, hey, Perth Museum, let's not overcomplicate it. It's Perth.
Yeah.
We're a laid-back place.
Yeah.
Can you read this headline that's gone global?
New museum in Perth named Perth Museum after a public poll. Oh, fuck, we're boring. Is that not the most Perth thing you've ever heard in your life?
The people of Perth have decided that the Perth Museum will be called...
The Perth
Museum.
Da-da-da-da! Like a drum roll, please.
It's the Perth Museum. Would you prefer that over Museum face?
I'd... I don't know.
What's
like,
worse?
I actually don't know. Because that's nice obviously about, awful, but...
Yeah, there's something nice about the simplicity, but then there's something a bit fucking lame, as if, like, really?
But just, like, the headline as well. Perth Museum renamed to Perthy Museum.
Well, this is now this news, which is, like, a big global publisher. So it was funny enough for them to go, check out the creatives in Perth. A lot of creative people out there.
To be fair, the old museum was called the Perth Museum as well.
I think maybe this is the revamped one. And they're like, nah, just ain't broke, don't fix it.
Exactly. We call the beach as well. it's pretty simple place.
What should we call this beach? Oh, I reckon you've already nailed it.
Beach.
Answers
sounds right.
Question.
But yeah, self-explanatory. Don't need any more information than that.
What do you love to see?
Well,
your hometown of Perth is getting it done.
Well, this is different comedy from Victoria, so okay. Maybe we'll see which state is more interesting.
Okay.
Dan Andrews, who is part of the Labor government.
State Premier.
He posted, because obviously there's like an election and, yep, you know, all that stuff's going on. They're kind of like trying to seem cool and hip. And Dan Andrews, I'm a big fan of Dan.
He works the memes, doesn't he?
I'm a fan, Drew. He does a meme. And I saw this and I really liked it. So they've announced that they're making rego, like car registration, free for eligible apprentices.
Yep.
So obviously, because when you're an apprentice, you make fucking negative $2 an hour.
Yep.
You get paid like shit and you've got to drive around, especially if you're doing like a sparky apprenticeship or a hairdresser
tools,
or whatever.
You've
like you've
got
to fucking move around.
Site,
yeah.
Absolutely.
And hasn't left it there. He said, that's around 432 meat pies per year. Smoko, sorted. That is genuinely the post from our premier.
We're making rego free for eligible apprentices. That's around 432 meat pies per year.
Smoko, sorted. And you know what? What an Australian fucking thing to post. I love to see that.
Get yourself a pie, go and sit out the front of the Perth Museum and just hang the fuck out and don't shit yourself while eating in a thong. I think the moral of this episode
what
is pretty
else is
clear.
There? Yeah.
Pretty clear.
Yeah. Well, we hope that you enjoyed this video show. It was a lot of fun.
Yep.
We're still on. Can you believe that? They haven't turned us off yet.
Still going strong, mate.
Still going. Thank you so much. What are we doing next week? I was going to do a little like thing.
We will do a French movie.
Oh, yes, we will do a
Paris
French
movie.
Yes, yeah. Yep. Paris or France or Italy France. Or something.
Also,
Allez-vous France, hey.
And not next Monday, the Monday after.
Mm.
Big announcement for the show.
Yes.
A few big announcements on the way.
Yeah, a few.
So,
and I wrote a book as well.
You wrote a book?
Which you can pre-order now at the links in the show notes.
But on the Monday the 28th, we're announcing a big thing that we're doing.
Ooh.
And then on the 5th of December, Monday the 5th of December, 2023 lineup announcement.
Yeah.
And that's all we'll say so far.
Ooh, I like it.
That's all we'll say.
Well, make sure you stick around if you want to. You don't have to.
Do whatever
that's
you
up
want,
to man. You. But have a great weekend.
Don't
fucking love you.
Don't put too much spice in the pasta.
Exactly right. Don't shit yourself in a thong. Love you.
Bye.